Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up absolutely anything. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us again at freetalklive.com. The features there are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. So you get the webcam, you get the live streams. We're still fiddling around with the cam here in the studio trying to get the right angle now that we've got a little more option. We've got some more options now thanks to Sam for bringing in the equipment that was necessary to make that happen. As we mentioned last night, we've got new lighting here. We've got a brand new lens. So if you haven't seen the cam in a little while, it's looking pretty good. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see that. Cam, by the way, brought to you by memorydealers.com. Coming up, not only will we, of course, talk to you about whatever you want, but right from the top of our website at freetalklive.com, the top story, 20 signs that the United States is rapidly becoming a totalitarian Big Brother police state. Now, I actually think that it's already a police state.
Well, he uses a couple of adjectives in there, and I think that, you know, it's sort of a matter of degrees.
Depends on where you live, too. If you're in New York City.
Right. Depends on where you live. Depends on how much money you make. Depends on who you are. And, different. It affects people in a different manner, and that really, it sort of begs the question, how do you know it's a police state? And many people's answer is, it's only a police state if it's a police state for me. So I this is a question that I'm constantly asking myself.
You know, and I think people have this picture in their mind of military personnel with machine guns on every corner, but that's how far it has to get to. They have some kind of Hollywood idea.
They believe that will affect them. They believe that somehow, you know, having that level would affect them, and it's likely true.
But, I mean, I think the movies have sort of put this in their mind that it's not a police state unless it gets to that sort of insane level, and that just because you have police randomly, you know, stopping people for any reason, demanding papers,
mm-hmm. as they are in Arizona,
out to jail, yeah, as they're doing across the country nowadays, that somehow that's not a police state in their mind because it doesn't have this exact picturesque thing that they've imagined.
And it always starts small. Like today in the police lobby, when I was with some activists, the cop asked this father who came in to show ID. The father did. He said, "Well, I don't have ID on me." And the cop took down the name anyway because the dad just wanted to have a record that that he was there, that you know he was there to pick up his son and his ex-wife was not. So he didn't give the ID, but it's just the little things like, well, they get to ask you for ID wherever it is that you are whenever they want, and people just readily show ID, which gets them ready for showing ID in more places.
How is the cop going to know that the guy was there if the guy doesn't prove that he was who he was, though?
I see what you're saying, Mark. And
I understand.
Right. He could have sent a friend down and had his friend say, "I'm so-and-so," if he wanted to. But, I mean, the fact that somebody was there saying, "I'm so-and-so," the cop wrote that down. And so the guy wants to later, when he goes to court, he can say, "Look, you can check the police logs. This is when I showed up at the right time. She didn't."
Sure.
I think it was sufficient for his purposes. But it's just the cops asking for ID constantly, getting people into that mode. And then of course you've got the airport security after 9/11. It gets much worse. It just keeps getting worse over time. People are getting acclimated to that. And so as they move it out, as we've seen them do, and I'm sure maybe they'll talk about this here in the story. But as we've seen, they're doing them at Greyhound bus stations. They're doing them at train stations now. And so how long is it going to be before they're out in the streets? Oh, wait, they're already out in the streets if you're all along the southern or northern borders.
Mm-hmm.
So really the question is how long before they start doing them 100 miles north of the southern border? How long before they're doing them in the middle of Colorado or something like that? Time will tell.
Well, they can do it within 100 miles of the southern border. It's more than that.
And, that's what I'm saying.
Right, something more than that. I know, but I don't think it was clear. And also, it's my understanding that they can do it within 100 miles of any port and harbor and seacoast, which is two-thirds of America lives within that 100 miles of all those things.
I think what we'll see next is the sort of random checks and so forth expanding out from the big cities. That seems to be the way it's done in London with the Ring of Steel or whatever they call it, where they have all the cameras that'll go into New York City thanks to this guy who drove his SUV in there with propane.
They're already talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, they were ready to go with that. They're just waiting on the excuse. So
Chicago government people want to have the National Guard in the streets. So there's that one.
Yep.
You know? And the drones. Drones flying over the cities. They already tested them in Houston.
And then
what more do you need to know?
A few years down the road, they'll be armed with who knows what.
Well, let's see what they have to say here. This story is from thisistheendoftheworldaswenowit.com. And the story, number one, these are the 20 signs the United States is rapidly becoming a totalitarian Big Brother police state. And if anybody thinks this is some sort of an attack against Barack Obama, please. This country, the United States government, was becoming more police state-ish throughout the last several decades.
I don't think it's an attack against the police either. It's more sort of showing how they're fooled, too. Because I didn't believe that it was a police state until I started putting the evidence together.
Yeah. Number one, I guess they're going reverse here. A new bill normal order. A new bill being pushed by Senators John McCain and Joe Lieberman would allow U.S. military to round up large numbers of Americans and detain them indefinitely without trial if they pose a threat or if they have a potential intelligence value or for any other reason the President of the United States considers appropriate.
Any reason.
Yeah. Number two, and then they do have a link here, too. They have all of these are cited from major news sources, at least so far, the first three. Let's see. So if they pose a threat. Number two, lawmakers in Washington, D.C., working to create a new immigration bill, have decided on a way to prevent employers from hiring illegal immigrants. A national biometric identification card all American workers would be required to obtain. We talked about that one. That's pretty significant. This is the back door for the national idea. They're using the hatred. They're using the anger at the so-called illegal immigrants to pass the national ID card.
Once all the workers have this ID card, how far is it from everybody having one? I mean, I'm not a worker in the sense that my job, I'm not going to get fired for not having one of these from my job. Ian and I sort of work together. How is it that I'm going to be able to get along? Somebody asked me for this ID card. Some cop asked me for this ID card. I don't have one. Well, don't you work? I got a job. Well, why don't you have one? Like, it's going to be this whole mess. And then at some point or another, it'll just move on up to the seniors because they'll already have theirs, right?
Mm-hmm. Number three, Barack Obama is backing a plan to create a national database to store the DNA of people who've been arrested but not necessarily convicted of a crime. So just collecting information.
Well, hold on. In Texas, I think it's happened in other states, they have been collecting blood DNA samples from infants at birth.
Lovely. They'll grab those up for the national database.
Yeah, since the 1970s. So they had mine in there because I was born in Texas. And there was a lawsuit that went through, I think, the Texas Supreme Court or something, and they had to destroy all of those.
Number four, just to get on an airplane, Americans will now have to go through new full-body scanners that reveal every detail of our exposed bodies to airport security officials. We knew about that one. Number five, if that wasn't bad enough, the TSA has announced that airport screeners will begin roving through airports, randomly taking chemical swabs from passengers and their bags to check for explosives. And we know that they're saying that they've announced that they're going to begin doing that. But, Sam, you already had an issue happen at the Detroit airport where they stopped you simply for having a video camera and shook you down and searched through your bags.
Yeah, and there was a story about them deciding that, well, we can just go back in line and start swabbing people's hands if we feel like it.
Number five. Oh, and by the way, people, you can go see Sam's video if you haven't yet. What's the title of it?
Detroit TSA Security Theater.
Detroit TSA Security Theater at obscuredtruth.com. It's his YouTube channel. Excellent. Definitely worth it. It's one of your most watched videos, I think.
Yeah, it's up there, certainly.
Six. Starting this December, some passengers on Canadian Airlines flying to, from, or even over the United States without ever landing there will only be allowed to board their flights once the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has determined that they are not terrorists. That's nice. Number seven.
This is the same organization that runs the terrorist watch list that keeps children and little old ladies and nuns off of airplanes their names are similar to somebody else who's on there.
Right. I mean, heaven forbid they put John Smith's name on the terrorist watch list, right?
Yeah, there'd be 10,000 people that couldn't fly.
The toll-free number is 8. Well, there's a difference between the no-fly list and the watch list, from what I understand.
What would happen if John Smith went on the no-fly list?
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. We will continue the 20 signs the United States is becoming a rapid... A totalitarian police state.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in, toll free, 800-259-9231. That phone number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you. They include various listening options, live streams around the clock. Our listen lines also available around the clock. You can listen via any phone that can dial long distance. And it's free if you've got free long distance. So head on over to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also see our webcam as well, listen.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that Taryn Lupo from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry. Support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique swag. He does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. Find his designs at lclreport.com or join his fan group on Facebook. He's going to be live in person at Porkfest, too. So go meet him there or at lclreport.com.
So we've got a little list of stories here. This is almost really turning into kind of a summary of some of the stuff we've talked about over the last few months on this program, all rolled into one little 20 signs the United States is becoming a totalitarian Big Brother police state. We're up to number 7. Organic milk is such a threat that the FDA has been conducting military-style raids on Amish farmers in Pennsylvania. That's one that we covered. Number 8, because, you know, you're not free to actually do anything without the government's permission, for the most part. I mean, you want to milk a cow and sell it to somebody, you're a criminal.
So the FDA has been doing this? I've only heard of state organizations doing it. I haven't heard about the FDA doing milk raids.
We can maybe dig a little deeper into that one here in a moment. Number 8, an NYPD officer has broken his silence and confessed that innocent citizens are being set up and falsely arrested and ticketed in order to meet quotas. Who to thunk? Number 9. A growing number of police departments across the United States are turning to mobile camera systems in order to fight motor vehicle theft and identify unregistered cars, meaning more cameras watching you wherever you go. Number 10. For decades, Arizona has been known as the Sunset State, but lately many frustrated residents have started calling it the Surveillance State. 11, judges, and don't forget that when one state government or one city government gets away with some kind of police state action, whether it's flying drones above their skies as they're doing in Houston, or installing cameras everywhere that some bureaucrat is monitoring as they are in New York City, or installing speakers so some bureaucrat can yell at you like they are in London, just expect
that... Stop! Or I'll yell stop again.
Yeah. Just expect that stuff can be coming any time to a city near you. Number 11, judges and police in Florida have been caught using secret codes on the tickets in the state of Florida. That links to a YouTube video. I'm not sure what that one's about. Number 12, an extensive investigation has revealed that between 2003 and 07, the state of Texas quietly gave hundreds of newborn baby blood samples to a U.S. Armed Forces laboratory for use in forensics databases. And you were mentioning, Sam, that they have been extracting DNA from newborns in Texas for a long time.
And other states as well.
Number 13, a 6-year-old girl, we covered this one, was recently handcuffed and sent to a mental facility after throwing temper tantrums at her elementary school. 14, one 12-year-old girl in New York was recently arrested and marched out of her school in handcuffs because she doodled on her desk.
Yep, we read that story.
They are handling in these government schools more often than ever before, at least so it seems, they're handling situations that they would have used to have handled by calling the parents and calling the principal and that kind of thing, by calling the cops, by bringing in some man with handcuffs or a woman with handcuffs to handcuff the child and march them out of the school in front of all of their peers. And doesn't that send a message?
Of course it does.
What message does that send to kids?
Don't mess with us. We're in charge. We're your superiors, and if you disobey your authority figures, then you're going to be marched out by men with guns, and who knows what's going to happen to you.
You know, one of the things that that hurts the most, I think, to bureaucrats is not being taken seriously, is being made fun of and laughed at. And Sam, you and Neg are doing a great job with that, with the crap campaign. You guys have a fun series of videos that you've begun producing. A couple of them have been released where you're having fun with the tyranny of the state. You're poking fun at these people, because if you're getting all upset and you're getting all worried and fearful, what's the point of that?
It's working, yeah.
Well, that's what they want.
Exactly.
They want you to be afraid. But if you aren't, and if you think that they're ludicrous, and you laugh at them, either by actually laughing at the government people as they're doing their things, as they do their absurd nonsense, or via some sort of creative method like you're doing, Sam.
Yeah, we had that candlelight vigil at one of the police officers' homes, and the cops came out, and we got into a discussion with them, and one of them said, "Well, we're out here protecting and serving you. What do you mean?" And everybody just busted out in laughter. It was the greatest feeling, because I guarantee you the cops are not used to people busting out laughing like that all in unison, and you know,
we
all
just,
we see that it's so false.
Yeah, everybody has that perspective. They have the perspective mm-hmm. to where that is it is becoming absurd and funny. All at the same time, it's still horrific what they're doing in general.
Oh,
they're still doing terrible things to people. But, you know, if you don't take them seriously, and the laughter also happens in courtrooms when up here in New Hampshire, when you've got an activist-filled courtroom, they do not like it when people laugh. And in some cases, there are multiple laugh points during a trial, and all they can really do is go, shh, you know? If you were to keep laughing, like bawling, rolling on the floor, they'd probably arrest you. But just a quick outburst of laughter, there's nothing they can do about it. Mm-hmm. And those laughs show up on the audio tracks of the recordings that we're making, and it's just great. Anyway, we continue here. Number 15, in Florida, students have been arrested by police for things as simple as bringing a plastic butter knife to school, throwing an eraser, and drawing a picture of a gun. Number 16, that's zero tolerance, by the way, in case you don't know. They're all across the country. These zero-tolerance policies are just spread throughout the government school system, and like they're saying here, a plastic knife, usually they don't bring the police in to deal with these situations. I mean, this is just the escalation of government. It used to be that if you bring a plastic knife to school, they confiscate the knife, you get sent home, or you get, you know, given detention or something like that. Now they're bringing in the cops to take people away. So that's the escalation of zero-tolerance. First it's zero-tolerance, now it's zero-tolerance backed by the cops. For nonsense. What was the kid that had his, like, Swiss Army knife? What was the guy, the scout?
Yeah, there was
like a Boy Scout.
Yeah, there was an Eagle Scout, as a matter of fact, that was looking to go into West Point, had a 1.5-inch blade pocket knife in his car's, like, rescue kit. Who is a good enough human being that they have a rescue kit in their car, period?
Right.
This kid, this Eagle Scout, has that. Somehow or another, somebody snitches on him to the school resource cop there, and they come out and they arrest this kid for it. It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Can you imagine? I mean, you mentioned that that he was good enough to have this rescue kit. If after they'd taken this knife from him, he's driving down the road the next day, comes across a car accident, needs to cut somebody out of their seatbelt. Oh, sorry, I took my knife at school the other day. Guess we'll just have to sit here and wait for the ambulance. You know, that kind of thing. Who knows? Who knows what kind of effect these actions can have? How many lives that you don't necessarily see immediately could be harmed by these government restrictions and prohibitions? There's more coming up, though. A few more remain on this list of 20 signs of the United States becoming a totalitarian Big Brother police state. And you're welcome to add yours to the mix. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Plus, coming up, questions from a newbie. Right, Mark? A new listener?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that here in a moment. Your calls as well about anything if you make them. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up absolutely anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you buy, used items, brand new, you can get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of products. In fact, there are dozens of categories in which you can shop. It's all at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided.
Freedomsphoenix.com?
Freedom Phoenix. Readers of Freedom's Phoenix are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communication, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right, we continue. We'll take your calls about anything. Meantime, we are sharing with you from the ThisIsTheEndOfTheWorldAsWeKnowIt.com, very lengthy URL, but not such a lengthy story. They've got 20 different things, 20 signs the United States is becoming a totalitarian Big Brother police state. A lot of these stories we've discussed here on this program over the last, I would say, 6 months or so. And there's a few of them that we haven't touched on. But clearly it seems that the police state, the militarization of the police is on the increase and has been significantly for the last two, I would say, the last two or three decades. Certainly it gets worse year after year after year. And so we're on number 16. When a mother on a flight to Denver spanked both of her children and cussed out a flight attendant who tried to intervene, she suddenly found herself handcuffed and headed for prison. Why? She was charged with being a domestic terrorist under the Patriot Act. Wow. That one I'm going to learn more about here. I'll tell you more about some of these ones that we weren't too sure about as we go through. Number 17, a new global treaty may force U.S. Internet service providers to spy on what you do online. I'm sure that's a job the ISPs are really looking forward to, is becoming the agents of the state.
Unpaid enforcers for the government.
Yay. You better believe they're unpaid, yep. Number 18, not that that would make it any better. 18, a leaked Obama administration memo has revealed plans for the federal government to seize more than 10 million acres of land from Montana to New Mexico. I imagine that's for this supposed Texas Transamerica corridor that they're looking at building. Number 19, 56% of Americans questioned in a CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll said that the U.S. government has become so large and powerful that it poses an immediate threat to the rights and freedoms of ordinary people. Number 20. One other recent poll found that 51% of Americans agree with this statement. It's necessary to give up some civil liberties in order to make the country safe from terrorism. So 51% apparently, according to, some poll. And of course we know this, that Americans on one hand will say that the government is too big, as we pointed out earlier in the show tonight, and on another hand, they'll say that, they think the government, we can't get rid of the government. I mean, it's here to keep us safe. So it's too big, and in many cases, people acknowledge that the government is inefficient and bureaucratic and dangerous, and you know when it makes a mistake, people get hurt, and then sometimes even that when it's not making mistakes, people get hurt. But nonetheless, we still need these people here.
Right, but that's where shows like Free Talk Live come in, because I don't think people can picture or imagine any kind of alternative to what we have today, because it's all that they know. So, you know, it's talking about these ideas, talking about how the market might handle some of these same situations and do it in a more compassionate and humane way that I think will lead people to change their minds.
Somebody has to get this message out there, and that's why we need more people raising their voices in whatever way possible, whether yep. it's doing your own radio or television show or YouTube channel, or maybe, you know, newsprint's kind of outdated, but maybe newsprint, running your own blog and getting your ideas out there. Maybe it means just calling into talk radio. That's also a possibility as well. You certainly don't have to have as big of an investment in equipment and time. You can just call when you have the availability and, you know, maybe be a recurring liberty voice on your local talk show.
Or just countering the politicians, going to their meetings as boring as they are, and standing up and being the one liberty voice in there, because it's likely that you will be the only one that would stand up and say something counter to, you know, the sort of in the system solutions that are always presented. Nobody ever comes up and says, wait a minute, why is the government doing this at all? What are you people even thinking here?
And you'll be saying things that people are thinking. You'll be saying the things that people would like to say, like the
Yeah, I get that all the time. I go in and usually speak if there's an option to, and people come to me and say, you know, you make some really good points. I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just putting these ideas in their minds and, you know, planting little seeds here and there along the way. And you never know what they're going to turn into.
It makes a difference down the line. That goes back to something we were talking about before, where we're here in New Hampshire. The activists are moving in. There are more. Somebody's coming here to Keene next week. We had people visiting today. We had them visiting a few days ago. It's getting to be that time of year where people are here checking out New Hampshire. The Pork Fest is coming up. People are making the move, and that means that message of freedom is getting out into the community, and not just by us being on the air on Free Talk Live or by you doing ObscureTruth.com or putting the videos on the local cable access channel. So those are some of the ways they're getting the messages. But as more liberty people move in and start talking about freedom at their workplace or in, you know, personal lives with friends, they'll hear it in more places. It will become more legitimized that way. It won't just be those crazy kooks downtown smoking pot. It'll be a bunch of people talking about freedom in a lot of different areas. And there's a little bit here, a little bit there. It'll become an overwhelming tide, a tidal wave, if you will, over time.
When I first moved here about a year ago, there were reports on the radio about the activism, and what they would do anytime they mentioned the Free State Project is they would explain what the Free Staters are and have to, you know, bring the audience up to speed. They're not doing that anymore because the people know.
They presume they know.
Yeah, and I think what's happening now is, you know, we've kind of established ourselves. People are aware to a great extent of kind of what we're doing. They're not really clear on the issues and
They're
so
starting
forth.
To mention Free Keene more often now than just the Free State Project, which is our local, at least here in the Keene area, local website.
And I think this year we're going to see a lot more of the locals getting involved. I'm starting to see some of them show up at the 420 events, and they're coming out. And, you know,
the 420 events are 90% locals.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but even people from out of town who are just wanting to get active but have never really had a kind of an outlet or saw any opportunities to do that, or even knew, you know, what do I go and do? How do I take this on? So I think this is the year that we're going to see a lot of the locals starting to get involved, and it's going to really start to pick up steam from here.
I know that, and again, it's not just civil disobedience. It's not just non-cooperation. It's also some inside-the-system stuff. Mark, you're challenging a parking ticket. That's inside the system. It's a little unusual, and I think that's the way the inside-the-system stuff needs to be effective. I think it needs to be unusual. I know there's this kind of mentality that if you're going to do it inside the system, you need to wear, you know, a suit and tie, and you have to go about doing it a certain way. Well, if you don't like the parking tickets, you should just issue a complaint. You need to pay the ticket. You know, all this kind of stuff. This kind of work.
It's working, too, elsewhere in the state. So, I obviously, my parking ticket isn't a real good example.
Yeah, but what I mean by that is
to state house.
What I mean by that is the go-along to get-along kind of idea. Hey, don't rock the boat. If you're going to do inside-the-system stuff, you need to just show up and beg. And I think that there are a lot more things you can do inside the system than just begging politicians to leave you alone. I think that if you take the actions like taking things to trial on a mass quantity, and this actually goes back to something I wanted to clarify before, if you get 20 people who take their issue, they challenge whatever the parking ticket, 20 people go get parking tickets one day, and they all say, I challenge, they challenge it. So it's scheduled for a court trial. Having enough of those people doing that will lead them to just drop the charges. They'll never even get to the trial, or maybe they'll try to sweat you out till the trial, and they'll drop the charges because you'll just load up the court system. So if you can get 20 people to go and do that, you might be able to get 50 people to do it eventually. And at some point, they're just going to stop ticketing. You put like a free keen sticker on your car, they just won't give you a ticket. I mean, that could happen at some point if you have enough people doing disobedience. Right. And then that can build to the next level. Having 20 people or 50 people having that kind of experience with that light level, easy level of civil disobedience could take them to the next level where everybody goes to the jail and we have a rematch where last time we were there, 12 people got arrested. It's because there were only 12 people that stuck around. If there were 25 people or 35 people, it would completely change things.
And it all begins with you, the people listening to this right now.
That's right.
When you get up here.
That's right. 800-259-9231, freestateproject.org to learn more about this movement. There's more coming up. Your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Acid M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. You can get over there and edit virtually anything you see.
And while you're poking around on the Internet, try startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine. Startpage.com will get you search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. And with each one of the results of the search, there'll be a proxy link beneath it, and you can surf that page with complete privacy. It's startpage.com. Normally you have to pay for services like that on the Internet, but startpage.com offers it to you for free. Startpage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So I did say we would look into a couple of these stories, and I've got them here. One of them, Mark, you'd said that you thought that it wasn't the FDA that was going after the Amish, that it was the state governments. Got some details on that one. We'll get to that. Your calls first, though. Josh is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Josh. Josh in Montana going once. Josh in Montana going twice. Maybe we'll put Josh back on hold, see if he comes back around. 800-259-9231. The story, according to a few different sources here, the Daily Caller, Food Safety News, PrisonPlanet.com. In Kinzers, Pennsylvania, and this is from earlier this year in February, only a few miles from the scene of the Nickel Mines Amish massacre of 2006, another drama against the Amish began as agents of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration came onto the property of Amish farmer Dan Allgaier without permission, claiming to be conducting an investigation. Agents Joshua Schaefer and Deborah Haney from the Delaware FDA office drove past Allgaier's no trespassing signs and up his driveway almost to his barn where Allgaier happened to be outside. He approached the car.
He's an Amish guy. He doesn't have anything to do inside.
The agents got out and Allgaier asked them why they were there. They produced a piece of paper. Asked Allgaier if he was Dan Allgaier, which Allgaier confirmed. Asked his middle name and middle initial and phone number. I guess these Amish folks don't know well enough to not answer these bureaucrats' questions, because if they were looking to arrest him for something, he would have been arrested right at that very
moment.
That's
not the way they operate. They operate, he's going to tell them the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
In every step of the way.
If you don't answer, it's still not lying.
That's not the way he sees it.
Right.
He doesn't feel though he's doing anything wrong, and if they're going to go after him for doing something that is right, then he's suffering for his religion. That's a good thing.
I see where you're coming from. I think, if they arrested him, it would be an even more outrageous story. So he confirmed that information, and they told him that they were there to do an inspection, started reading the paper to him, saying it gave them jurisdiction to be there. So their piece of paper made it so that they could just trespass.
Wow.
Right, because it's not trespassing when they do it, because they can do whatever they want, and it's not murder when they do it, and it's not stealing when they do it, and it's not trespassing when they do it. Anyway, the agents, Schaefer did most of the talking, said they had a right to be there because you produce food for human consumption. Saying that to the Amish man. Dan asked why they believe that.
Does he have any proof for that?
Dan asked why they believe that, and they said, well, you have cows. You cannot be consuming all of the milk you produce.
Ah, but raw milk is, you know, I know in Florida, if you want to get raw milk, you must buy pet food, raw milk for pets, and that's the only way they're allowed to sell it. You can't sell raw milk for human consumption.
I see.
And once you get it home, who's to say whether or not you consume a small amount of that yourself?
Is pouring it into your own glass then a crime if you have purchased it for Fido? Just curious.
I don't know that it is. These laws are stupid. Maybe selling and producing it for human consumption is bad and wrong, but consuming it as a human is not. I don't know.
Dan said, this is a private farm. I don't sell anything to the public. As they continued, there's one other line. They said that you've got the cows, so you can't be consuming all the milk you produce. They further stated, if you get a milk truck to move all this milk, you sell milk to the public, therefore we have jurisdiction. Dan said, this is a private farm and I don't sell anything to the public. As they continued to harass him about doing an inspection, Allgaier said, you can sit in your car, I will call my lawyer. The agents remained standing. Allgaier called his attorney, who advised him to have the agents call him. When Allgaier told them to call his attorney, Schaefer replied, you're the owner and you have to speak for yourself. They pressed him to talk, and Schaefer asked, are you refusing us an investigation? Allgaier said, that's not what I'm saying. They kept repeating, are you refusing an investigation? Allgaier kept saying, call this guy, meaning his attorney. He said they must have asked him six times. One of them said, even if you do not say so, you are still refusing an investigation. Eventually, Schaefer said, if you refuse an investigation, will you answer some questions? And Allgaier said, I'd rather not. When the agents continued to push him, Dan said, is that a question? Sheepishly, they said, yes. Allgaier said, what did I say about questions? They replied, well, we're going to write this up as a refusal to have an investigation and give it to our higher officials. Dan felt they were threatening him at this point. After that, they got in their car, drove out of the driveway, and parked on the neighbor's property watching Allgaier. A visitor, Ivan, who'd been on the farm, though not part of the conversation, left in his truck soon after, and the FDA agents proceeded to follow him in their car, even when he stopped at a convenience store, to use their facilities. After 40 or 50 miles, Ivan called 911 and told the police he was being followed. The state police and two cruisers pulled the agents over. Ivan pulled over as well. He said the police told him the agents were explained they were FDA agents and had the right to follow him because they were conducting an investigation on the farm that he left. They thought he had product, and they wanted samples of the product. They thought he was a courier, a milk courier, basically. Ivan said that the
So this is an Amish guy driving a truck?
I'm not sure about that. His name's Ivan. He's a visitor.
There are actually Amish that that do drive vehicles. There's the black bumpers up in Pennsylvania somewhere. They spray paint their bumpers black because the chrome is just way too
offensive. Huh?
It's too gaudy.
You can't have
too showy. So, but if you spray paint the chrome black, then it's okay.
Do they also take the mirrors off their car as well?
I don't know.
Ivan responded by opening the back of his truck and revealing that it was empty. The agents photographed the inside of the empty truck and gave Ivan a piece of paper, claiming they had a right to inspect his truck. He told them they were harassing him. The state trooper said they had a right to follow and pull him over, but they were in an unmarked car, so Ivan would not have had to have pulled over. As with Allgaier, the agents asked Ivan some information, which they wrote on a paper that they produced and then handed it to him. He then asked them, why are you writing up a paper on me when you have no cause? They say, well, we have a cause because you left the farm. They claimed that he had a load off the farm and they wanted samples. He said, I don't even know who you are. The agent said, you saw us at the farm. That doesn't make any difference. I didn't know who you were. Ivan pointed out that he was at the farm, but he didn't hear what they said. He was 20 feet or more away from them and was not involved in their conversation. He said the police told him they would record the agents had been following him. A spokesbureaucrat for the FDA said they had no comment at this time because it's an ongoing investigation. Isn't that so convenient how they do that?
I feel safer. What about you guys, knowing that this is going on?
I mean, yeah. They're spending taxpayer money to keep this Amish man from selling milk to people, which he claims he's not doing. But or he said he wasn't selling milk to the public, so he may be selling it to his private friends.
Yeah, what is the public exactly? And the only purpose of this whole raw milk thing, they claim it's to protect you, and absolutely, milk that's unpasteurized has a higher chance of having contaminants in it than pasteurized milk. It also has a significantly higher chance of having enzymes in it, which are good for your gut. Mm. I mean, yes, milk needs to be collected in a clean manner. If you have cow poop all over the place, it's not going to be good for the milk. I mean, but my wife and I drink only raw milk currently.
Wow.
And we go to the farm where it's produced.
And
we
it's produced for
we
pets.
Know. What's that?
It's produced for pets.
In this state, humans can sell, as I understand it, you can sell raw milk.
Oh, so it's legal in New Hampshire.
That's correct. It's legal in New Hampshire. It's not legal. But they could still give them trouble. The
could
FDA
they sell
could.
It in a store? Could they actually put
yeah,
it in a store?
Yeah, they do sell it here in Keene.
Oh, that's great. That's good to know. So there's a little more freedom in some areas, certainly in many areas here in New Hampshire, than compared to other states. And this isn't the only story. You know, as you mentioned, Mark, that we've shared a story on these very airwaves about state government bureaucrats also investigating Amish people, harassing them, trying to interfere with them as they were doing a milk deal in a parking lot. I mean, it's like a drug deal.
Yeah.
Except it's milk. But a prohibited product is a prohibited product is a prohibited product. It all behaves in a similar fashion. Now, it's not very likely that you've got Amish people out there shooting one another over raw milk territory because it's still somewhat, a gray market, right? There's not a real black market in most places. Like you're saying, it's legal here in New Hampshire, and in the other places it's legal to sell for pets, so there's some ways to get around it. So you don't have that same criminal element necessarily coming in.
Well, you don't have the prices being driven up by a factor of 10, and you don't have the addicts who have to have it.
That's true. There's that too. Yeah, good point. 800-259-9231. But if it were a black market product, the prices would be higher.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. The more they crack down, the more the prices go up.
Yep, there's more coming up here. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Hour number 3 is on the way. Your calls about whatever you want coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.